Blog Talk Radio.
We're good to go. I'm trying to teach you how to operate. So you know what we need to do.
Be patient, please.
And your girl Queen Key.
Hey, hey.
What it do?
But not. So everybody's having a productive Tuesday.
My day was good. I think
it's like the same shit, but different day. Day and a dollar, you know?
Yeah.
Another 50 cents out there.
Right now,
we good.
Thank you, Mama.
Yeah.
Mama. Mama.
About that was he was
way free, but in a way you have to pay the people off. They still have to deal with the issue. And not only that, you're not paying like your bankruptcy. So technically it's not really affecting whatever future money that you're making now and in the future. If you also read my book on Oprah and her response, you'll know that her and my team was actually friends at one point. I'm not sure if they're still friends, the person at that level yet, but they were friends at one time. Oprah was silent on it. Oprah didn't say anything. She didn't go talk to the accusers. She didn't say anything. So the people that she has, the men in the industry that she has, a number of documentaries, have been like, Jackson. This was after he died. He actually waited till this man passed away and basically waited till the accuser was in the documentary was bringing up all these allegations.
That's some
hate
shit.
Right. Like, this man can't even defend himself. He can't do anything.
And you
can't
have
his
family.
That's what I was about to say. How the fuck did you make this man feel about that?
She didn't go to
another land. So she. Michael Jackson being died. Bring up all the dirt on him. Again, we don't agree any such misconduct, sexual acts against his wife, children, whoever it is. But other than that, it is true that he has been focusing more on African American in the industry and has been pushing focus off of not even putting on African men in the industry. So my question was, love a black man and destroy us. Oprah is questioning her long-term boyfriend, which is going to be our next topic. She's not married, but he is a black man. They have been together for a while.
So I wonder how her husband feels about that. If he's a black man and she's constantly destroying a black man. That's true.
Like, are they really together? Love each other, she said it. Like, not only that, I wonder if Oprah, how open and time when she was young, she spoke about how she was great and different things like that happened. I understand why she's passionate about, you know, the cause. But you won't see about one person, you gotta think about everybody.
Mm-hmm. Just, you can pick and choose
who
you
want
to choose.
Who you
want
to think about.
Yeah.
I wonder if, from her past experience and her past sexual abuse, I wonder if they see from black men, and that's why she hates them. I wonder if they really hate black men for them sexually abusing her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe ideally she loves bad men, but you know, people are with each other all the time these days. Just like a Caucasian or a white man. Would they marry them? Some. But people who care about what people think, about their status, no, they would not marry a black man.
That's probably how their parents feel. Their parents might be racist.
Exactly.
Mean,
so, you know, I love black women. I love marrying a black woman. I got to go with Becky over here who doesn't want to see some chicken. Talking, letter, spring, I was tied up. And basically, they had this almost
Like, they didn't know they wasn't sick.
One of the girls admitted that she was like, she was young. She was underage. I'm not sure don't call me on the age, but she was under the age of 18. Her parents believed that our kids know. That's been the day. Her mother said, yeah, and then they turned around and put the same child on birth control. I feel like certain parents.
President, and we owe them this, and
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just feel like I'm free. I'm black and I'm proud. You know what I'm saying? I'm not racist. I love anybody in skin color, any race. I don't care what the fuck you is. You could be orange, purple, yellow. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm a people person, but I just feel like it's just unfair how people be treated because of the color of their skin. Just as many articles on black men, it should be just as many articles on Caucasian and white men. Or, you know what I'm saying? Other races, basically, is what I'm saying.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not trying to light on everybody's case, everybody's situation. And it's like, I think what JD and Russell Simmons was saying was, you know, that they get it that these men are wrong. They understand what they get and what they need to do to, you know, correct it. And they just honestly wanted to know, how can you tear down your own people? Do y'all feel as though black people are tearing down each other quicker than any other race in America or just in general as of right now? Like, black people as a whole, even in our own city, we see it. If somebody started a business, let it be the same thing as somebody else. Oh, she stole my idea. She's crazy. She copied off of me. I'm not sharing her stuff. Why? Why not?
I'm pretty sure you have money on your career, man, at the end of the day. And everywhere you go, everybody is doing the same shit. It's not what you do. It's about how you do it. And at the end of the day, it's just like, it is what it is. Why make the next motherfucker for doing the same thing that you're doing? Maybe y'all can collaborate. Link up one time.
Learn something from each other.
Learn something. You know what I'm saying? Get to know each other type shit. People just be hating, and they just trying to
get
to the conversation when they don't even know how to be that.
At all.
Like, y'all need to learn from each other. And not only that, there's enough money to come around, like you said. And y'all clientele may not be the same. Your price may not be affordable to some people. Her prices may be affordable to certain people. You can market older women. She could be marketing younger generation. Right. And you can even send her some referrals. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Or teach her how to cheat on them. Now, I feel as though, like, if you say, always competition, always, like, you gotta try to outdo the next person. If they're doing the same thing as you, it isn't me. And it's like, I don't hate you. I don't care what you do. The what's for me will always be for me. No matter if you do the same thing as me 100 times.
Right.
What is going to be meant for me is going to come to me, just like what's going to be meant for you is going to come to you, regardless of no matter who hate, who block your child, anything like that. It's just like, in the African American community, we don't support each other. We won't go that extra mile, or even, we don't even take much, even tagging somebody on the business. Rick made a post today. Tag a business. Y'all will be so surprised. How many people in businesses did not get tagged? That we have so many others, though. How many people scrolled past the post and read it, not just what it said, but just didn't even have the audacity to tag the business? Like, the hate really be so real. It's crazy. I know how to post, like, a video or something on Facebook, and it'll show you, like, how many views you got compared to how many likes you got. So that just goes to show you. People really be watching your whole life. Or, like, you'll see somebody out, like, oh, yeah, girl, I just seen your post about this, 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 this. But you don't never like or comment on anything. So that just goes to show you, hey, watch it. You know what I'm saying? You're just lurking and looking. You're not liking, sharing, supporting, nothing. And then people kill it. Like, I'm not petty. Honestly, I share anybody's post. Mm-hmm. I don't do that.
Right.
That's just the type of person I am. But it's like, damn, when don't care or is hating or just watching. So
We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the topic. I did introduce the next new topic for the Zephone and the Baby.
Hey, trips that you plan for the next whole week. Bands too long for a nigga so cheap. And your flex OD, your sex OD. You got it, girl, you got it. Hey, you got it, girl, you got it. Yeah, pretty little thing, you got a bag and now you wildin'. You just took it off the line, no mileage. Waiting, hitting you the DM, looking violent. Talking why you come around and now they silent. Blew the coupe at 17, no guidance. You be staying low, but you know what the price is. Ain't never got you, know it, being modest. Popping, shipping only cause you know you popping, yeah. You got it, girl, you got it. Hey. You got it, girl, you got it.
Вторник, 1 августа. И я не знаю, что мне делать. смотрю свои кассеты.
Come inside, take off your coat, I'll make you feel at home. Now let's pour a glass of wine, cause now we're all alone. I've been waiting all night, so just let me hold you close to me. Cause I've been dying for you, girl, to make love to me. Girl, you make me feel real good. We can do it till we both wake up.
Oh, it, feel it, touch it, ooh. Titties in your mouth, or your tongue, or
fucking shit, I feel you coming, ain't gon' be no running, no. I'm 5'5", I can handle it. You 5'5", I ain't scandalous. You ain't gotta be mine to do all this. Gotta make time for you, that bitch. So I'ma keep it real with ya, real with ya, real with ya. I'm tryna experience, experience, experience. Gotta take me serious, serious, serious. Oh no.
Thank you. everybody. We are back. Y'all already know it's your girl, Queen Key, with DMK.
Hey.
And our next topic is going to be about, is marriage still a goal, or would you rather be a long-term boyfriend or girlfriend? And recently, I did just do a blog on Jim Jones and Chrissy. Basically, I just felt like, is she sad that she's been with him for, like, what, 15 years now?
I said 15.
They still married. She recently proposed to him, like, in 2011. Well, not recently, years back. She proposed to him, and, you know, the Love and Hip Hop New York series has started, you know what I mean? And they did air the show last night, which was at 9 o'clock. And it was really good. And I just feel like, you know, if their relationship, if they want to continue being long term, boyfriend and girlfriend, that's their life. You know what I'm saying? With them. But me personally, I don't feel like I'm going to settle in a relationship for like 15 years and not being married. I just feel like it's acceptable. And it's like our relationship is at a standstill. Because why are we still not married? Like, what have we done in the last 15 years not being married by now? But I do feel like she kind of saw he could be proposed to him, and he didn't, you know, and go with it. Like, she wasn't feeling it. Like, no, I'm not ready to get married right now. Like, I only have to be ready to get married. Like, you said, I do your whole life.
I think some of them was like,
you know, he probably is. He's been out there. He could have come for a little bit.
Their wife, I will never be their wife. I will be a long-term girlfriend, a
will make him his mother of his child. A man will bear children with you. A man will take you on trips. Spend them to whatever with you. But if a man truly loves you, will you not make him yours and only yours?
I can't say. Honestly, okay. Like people who've been married, like my friend, he's been married twice. He's been with his girlfriend now. They've been together for a minute. He loves her. She loves him.
And for all these trips, yeah, out the country,
yeah.
He's married twice, though.
He's been married twice.
I'm
right.
At a point where he's been married.
He
married
that.
Right.
We talk about
someone who's never been married, don't even know what married. Like, okay, I understand the person who get married and it didn't work out.
But what if they saw their parents? What if they saw their parents in a relationship?
You kind of rebase your life on somebody else's life. If you're not your parents and you don't know what really what happened between closed doors as kids, we really don't even know what we're going on with our parents. We see bits and pieces. Then as we get older, we become adults. We finally start to see how our mom really is, how our dad really is. Then, you know, from the stories they tell us, we put our own perception together to probably calculate why it did not work out. So, at the end of the day, just because something didn't work out for you, that doesn't mean it's not going to work. I mean, just because it don't work out for them, it's not going to work out for you because you probably got straight to your parents, but you're not your parents. Your dad could have been abusive with stuff to your mom. Your mom could have been a lazy ass female who didn't want to do nothing. One man wanted to marry that type of woman. Your dad could have been a drunk alcoholic, spending money on. But who wants to marry that type of man? That's why it didn't work out. But we're saying, I'm saying in their instance, two people have that never been married. Me as a woman, I never said myself being down on what you're supposed to come in. You're supposed to choose me. You really love me. You really choose me. You're going to choose me. Christian, there was this man through faith, sin, all that. This woman, a stepmother to his son. We've seen it on the show, Christian Jim Jones show. His son comes to sleep with them. Throughout the year, sometimes this woman took him in, or not only him, but his child. I'm pretty sure whatever business he had on, she was right there next to him. So you're telling me this woman can play well as a wife, but she cannot get the as a wife. She doing everything your wife
anyway. That's it. You don't know I'm playing devil's advocate because I'm old married. But that's the thing too. Just because he did not propose to her and ask her to marry him, does that mean he did not choose her?
No,
because he's living his whole life with her. He shared his phone with her. He shared his house with her. He shared all the money with her. We got joint bank accounts, whatever you want, all that is yours. So do you really think that I haven't chosen?
So why not just make
it? Why can't you?
But at the end of the day, she wants to get married and he don't. So should you sit up here and continue to settle and do what your partner wants you to do and continue to make him happy? Or should you leave and go be with somebody who wants to actually
make
what?
I want somebody to be on the same page as me where they feel like I'm so strong that piece of paper ain't shit. That piece of paper ain't do nothing.
They're both of them not happy. They don't need to be with each other because at the end of the day, if she proposed to him, she wants marriage. Or she wanted marriage at one point in time.
Because I feel like now she has a thing where she like,
fuck
getting married. Continue to be together, let's continue to love on each other, let's continue to get this fucking money and do what the fuck is at the end of the day. She probably feel like that rejection really showed her, like, oh, damn, do I really want to get married? She might have questioned that shit, like, damn, do I really want to get married or do I really have to get married to him just to prove that we're still in love or we're still happy? Like,
I really feel like it ain't proven though.
I don't know, but I'm just saying from her perspective,
right.
That's probably how she's thinking about
right.
The whole situation. And another thing, some people's parents, they probably just like, well, shit, my parents don't believe in marriage, so why the fuck should I? Why should I get married? My parents wasn't married, so why should I get married? It's like people who see their parents and grandparents being married, and they're like, well, their goals. I want to be in a relationship like that. I want to be married like they were. You don't know what the hell they didn't through to get where they at right now. Nobody's relationship is perfect. Nobody's marriage is perfect. Everybody has their ups and downs. So at the end of the day, they don't know when it's time right for them to get married. If they ever get married, I mean, they didn't push a 50
pound. I feel like people get married for all of the wrong reasons that people get married.
she already proposed to him. She at one point in her life wanted to be alive.
Okay?
I don't know, because after that point, I've seen it.
It's intriguing.
Women, but I don't see myself.
I'm getting more women comfortable in doing that. Me personally, I'm not marrying and getting on my knees to marry no nigga. It's
everything
like that, and that's just what it is. It seems to be.
Most people that I know that have got married,
they always say they knew that they was going to marry that person.
It don't matter. And if they had just met each other and met that for a little bit, or they've been together for years, everybody I talk to, men, wives, my cousin, his wife, they got married. They didn't even know each other for a whole year, and he proposed and married her. I couldn't talk a lot of it, and I wasn't going to live in a year wrong. I asked him, like, he called in the show and asked me to talk a lot on him. But I don't have to find that show, so y'all can listen to it. But he said he knew he wanted her to be his wife. He's seen her, and whatever chemistry stuck, he knew that was going to be his wife. He don't know why, he don't know when, he knew it was going to be his wife, and within a year, he proposed to that girl, he married that girl, he didn't waste no time. He saw what he wanted, and he made her hers.
So do you feel like Chrissy is wasting time with him, though? Do you feel like she's wasting time?
I'm not going to say she's wasting her time, because really, at this point in her life, she's happy, and we really don't know what's going on behind closed doors. But I do feel like she's embarrassed. I do feel like at one point in time, she wanted to get married, and I bet my dollar, if I was spending my dollar, she probably just fucked it up right now. But if Jindrell
nothing was with anything. Come on, now, let's be real. We see a lot of comments, but don't let it be. Okay, for instance, her father's story, the father meeting his wife. Okay, what is the first time he had his wife with his little, he had all that, but the second wife, he was like, no, she got to prove herself before I heard anything. Say he gave her, like, okay, I'm going to make it for 5 years. Say, like, I ain't make it. Cool, the bitch don't give you nothing if anything was to happen. Like, some people, we already big stuff, you'll listen, you learn that. You can't be like, this is something on his bill. I know I'm his wife. Like,
when you
say also I believe he'd be on her will though.
I will.
I believe
he
will
too. And she a boss ass bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
she really smart. That's why he fucked her. Cause she's smart. She's a fucking boss. She's pretty. She got a good personality.
People just think it's about
all this about business. It's about this.
She has her own money.
You gotta be smart. And who the fuck
she don't need his money. She can leave him. You forgot you proposed
She has a ring, doesn't she?
She do.
She has a ring.
He did give her
a ring.
That was him giving her a ring when they went on this trip to Miami. He did give her a ring. I can't say that. He did do that.
Yeah, she got a ring.
But, okay, now next question to the married woman again. How would you feel with, okay, and we're going to do this sitting without you being married. Would you feel like you guys are totally, you know, we're going to ask you being married. How would you feel if you knew your mom was being proposed and your husband didn't tell you until the saint came and put the paper on your door type?
Oh, that's a problem. That's a problem. If that's true, I don't think that's true.
Do y'all think that's true?
I watched the show last night.
Oh, you said, how a marriage is supposed to be.
now then you got people who are married, you know, you have people who are openly married, and you got people who have multiple one of my friends, like the roles you play in
our girlfriend
and
all that weird
roles you play in a relationship and in a marriage, you know, you might think like Tori should be now with a man and a woman. Your husband probably think like, no, the wife should do the cooking and the cleaning. I shouldn't have to do that. I should be the provider.
Mm-hmm.
The wife probably don't feel like that. You know, you have to, like, this person you have to talk about before you get in a relationship and before you decide to get married so that you could try to at least be with somebody who almost is, you know, on the same thing as you or at least is willing to compromise. Maybe you dated somebody and you say, well, the next 5 years, I don't want to get married. I do want to establish myself. But after that, eventually I do want to find me a wife. See, that's the way I have to watch the situation because the next 5 years, you just want to focus on you. I respect her because after the next 5 years, I'm going to do the same. And then we're going to be at a place where we feel like we're financially ready, mentally ready, or they got whatever we need to get out of our system. To be like, yeah, do this. Right. So this is like a conversation that you need to have before you do it. I do feel like she's pretty good. I feel as though at one point in time she did want to get married. I don't know if she, I feel like now she probably don't want to get married necessarily. Now, like, she ain't pressed for it anymore. She don't care what happened. It's after great. I know what I'm doing. I'm an agent, like, I don't know.
Whatever works for you, Chrissy, I'm going to support it. Because I ain't coming in here to have a bitch.
Me neither.
And I'll be happy for all my friends. I don't care. I've never been that type of person that I'd be like, oh, you leave your man or do this, do that. Like, whatever makes you happy, friend, it makes you happy. As long as you do whatever you do, I support you.
Everybody
don't understand everybody's bullshit.
Right.
What works for them may not work for you. Like, this is
like, it ain't meant for everybody to be understand
shit.
It's meant for
y'all
to be
understood
what the fuck going on.
You know? And what's understood on my face when you're just jealous, you need to explain how the fuck you let the house go under foreclosure, honey.
Yeah, I'm mad about that.
And you know, but you know what they said? I actually got a I'm not even
talking about
seriously, I've seen an article and it said that Akron has like the highest rate of evictions. Like,
yes,
it's
yes.
really sad to say so. How the hell out of the whole world, Akron?
Oh,
I'm
on the map for bad shit.
What? Giving them your good energy that I gave you to go work on your clothes.
Girl, you manifested something positive.
Period.
You focus on dumb negative ass shit.
Right.
Why you even a local ass bitch?
You
big person. Period. And I'm not even trying to be cocky because I don't know how humble this person you with me. I'm very ignorant. If you know me, then you know me. That's just who I am to know me. It's really tough. But I'm just saying, if you focus on that downer that instead of making you happy, that's what you're always going to see because that's what you're focusing on. Think about you focusing on your goals, your people. Maybe you don't even have an idea, but even so much as writing multiple business ideas down, going through and seeing what fits you best, next thing you know, the whole plan of actually what you want, you can cross out other things. Down and going into details on your actual business or your actual goal that you want, you know? It's like what you give your energy to is what will continue your whole manifest. If you
okay,
it's really a man thing, and then sometimes your thoughts just try to overtake everything and you just overthink and you just be like, damn, this is down the third. You be complaining, but you really you just see shit every day, hear shit every day, you know what I'm saying? This is like, damn, I'm gonna be blessed for real. You know what I'm saying? The small shit that I be letting bother me, I'll be like, see, I gotta let that shit go. It's bigger shit going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it just be like, you really need to realize that and see if I can just think about life. Like,
before
just
you
share
react to
shit. Your reaction is.
And
it's going to cause a reaction. Like,
every reaction
don't need a reaction.
It don't.
Like, sometimes I'm
yeah.
Like, whatever. It don't
even
be worth the time to even wait. You're
wasting
your time. Right. Somebody always told me, it's not going to matter in 5 years. I'll give it 5 minutes.
Period.
Like, if you, who cares? Whatever. You got bigger and better things to do. You got bigger and better things to manifest. So, we can go ahead and start preaching to God. Y'all probably tired of hearing it, but those who actually want to listen and who want to take in the knowledge, you'll listen, you'll get it, because it happened to me, you know? So we're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial break, and we're going to go ahead and play one of my songs I like. And it's actually about what we just talked about. It is JT from the City Girls. She did release a song. First got out and got admitted to the halfway house. The time is almost over. You know, you go to things, and you know, when you focus on bad things happen, bad things started. But when she focused on good things, shit got done. So go ahead, we'll be right back.
JT, I'll wait for you to come home, man.
Baby, I remember the first night. Went up on us about making music. We turned out made too cold. Like, now.
You done turned too cool and racist to the superstars, man. For real.
When I was counting down, these bitches counting me out. Now I'm back, I got them shot, these bitches dropping their mouth. Little runaway, my friend, mama, help me out. I don't give a fuck about no bed, I sleep on the couch, now I'm up. But I could write a book about the rainy days. I don't gotta throw shade to get a fan base. I been a real bitch way before the Fed case. Young Miami held me down, that's a bitch ace. And if a bitch try her, it's a cold case. Get your ass snatched up like my new waist. Pulled in and out of prison like a drive-thru. All the mall waiting on me cause it's time flew. I went from boots to khakis to Louis tennis shoes. Sending prayers to my people sitting in the shoes. The blocks, they made me mad, they made me motivated. Yeah, I left the chain gang, bitch, I graduated. Being the most important bitch, yeah, I'm celebrated. Little bald head bitch, still the most hated. Bitch, I'm right on time for the season change. Y'all hoes real saucy, bitches, season change. Might make my side nigga call me a range. And put it up for my bitch, she got the best brain. Pull up by myself, Miss Pearly, don't need no army, bitch. I ain't got no love for these niggas, I ain't Bernie. Bitch, embarrass a bitch on stage, I'm on Samari shit. Any bitch in my way, you gon' be sorry, bitch. I wish I would let one of you hoes try me. I be back in khakis, blue shoes, walking through R&D. How y'all gon' if city girls, when y'all ain't half of me, don't play with your Miami hoe, that's the other half of me. Had the whole world waiting on me like I'm a virgin. So it's time to pop this cherry, get this pussy working. New Rolls Royce in the back, it was a Birkin. Now that city girl shit, bitch, that's the circuit. This will be my first day out, I ain't wait a day. Ay, this time I'm like it's Kate, JT and a mate. Two bad bitches and they kissing in the rape. Kissing, kissing in the rape, kissing, kissing in the rape. When in the same day, Drake dropping my feelings. I was in prison on my bunk, really in my feelings. Now I'm back to the millions, bitches in their feelings. I was in grave playing space, I ain't even making children. But we ain't killing blessings just to please the public. So when y'all say city girls over, just change the subject. Y'all hoes always bringing up old shit. Go get a sugar daddy, suck a old dick. Huh? Bitches get exposed every day. But I'm from Zade, I'ma do it anyway. If I wasn't who I was, they wouldn't fuck with me. But I am who I am, and y'all can't fuck with me. Yeah. Went platinum on my bunk, still can't come for me. Like a 10-minute move, you better run for me. I did my time like a G. Man, motherfuck the BOP. Man, motherfuck LP. I keep some foes that'll match your ID. Y'all hoes won't smoke, bring a match. Left prison with a pimple, not a scratch. Point blank, period, won't see me back. Unless I'm pulling up just to see Max. Oh, and one more thing before I go. How y'all gonna say a maid bitch is pregnant from a CEO? I don't fuck with cops or blockers, you bitches slow. Stop with all the rumors and tell your nigga I'm home and it's on. Period.
You bitches can never.
What you doing, girl, with all that? What you doing with all that ass? Let me touch it.
Let me feel it.
She say it's mine, so I smack it when I fuck it. Freak in the bed, but innocent in public.
Wish you watch it.
She be hearing I ain't shit, but still she love me.
Ayy. Water Fiji, hold his chin while he eat it. Fuck me in the mirror, cause he know his bitch conceited. Possessive with that pussy, he say I can't never leave him. Bitch, I bet not catch you looking at my nigga and I mean it.
Turning up on sight. We on sprinters in flight. Pants down, chains on. Degrees, I ain't juvenile. Do say got her going wild. Eat the nuts, swallow my child. Clean it up, go get a towel. Shawty get the shaking when she cream cake battle. Telling me go deeper on my Reddit and her bladder.
I'm at the rim.
Hoes mad, niggas talking out they throat.
Doing the most.
Got the fire on me just in case he won't smoke.
Light this bitch up.
Open your mouth, I'ma make you dry the boat. Best of both worlds, she the stallion, I'm the goat.
Big old bag.
What you doing with all that ass? Let me touch it.
Let me feel it.
She say it's mine, so I smack it when I fuck it. Freak in the bed, but innocent in public. She be hearing I ain't shit, but still she love me.
Ayy,
water
Fiji, hold his chin while he eat it. Fuck me in the mirror, cause he know his bitch conceited.
Possessive with that pussy, he say I can't never leave him. Bitch, I bet not catch you looking at my nigga and I mean it.
Ooh, you sexy, eat that dick up, please let me. I ain't talking about no kiss when I say put it in my belly. I'ma bust it open, spread it for that bread like some jelly. I'm the type to pull your car, so little nigga, please don't bet me. Huh, I got niggas, he got bitches, we don't trip though. Huh, hot the whip, so them hoes don't bust my windows. Huh, pussy good, he be begging me to get gone. Hey, when I get up, leave it wet like some soul glow. Hey, I ain't fighting with these bitches cause I'm pretty. Bitch, you mad cause your baby daddy sucking on my titties. I be running around his mansion with no panties like I'm Winnie. He don't dance, but this pussy make him bop like he Diddy. What you doing with all that ass? Let me touch it. She say it's mine, so I smack it when I fuck it. Freak in the bed, but innocent in public. Wish you watch it.
She be hearing I ain't shit, but still she love me.
Ayy, water Fiji, hold his chin while he eat it. Fuck me in the mirror, cause he know his bitch conceited.
Possessive with that pussy, he say I can't never leave him. Bitch, I bet not catch you looking at my nigga, and I mean it.
Hey, big brother, it's me, Leia. Remember at the old house I said you was going to be a big star one day? I'm so proud of you. Polo G, live in the flesh.
No, my grandma's still with me. When it get cold, I feel your spirit. Talking to my little sister, phone calls. Through securities, walking toward them shackles. See my mama, her eyes tearing. Trying to work towards these blessings, but the devil keep interfering. Everybody go through something, it's all about perseverance. They was counting me out, I put passion in every lyric. Fuck the stack up at Neiman, spent some racks on my appearance. Yeah, I know that they hate, I'm the man, they trying to hear it. Phone on D&D, I'm out in Cali, whipping through the mountains. Just cruising, filling my song, windows down. speak is pounding. Yeah, my engine roaring in that Gucci Tiger growl. Expensive taste, my clothes foreign. I be dripping like a fountain. Need new shoes, I started hustling, cause I didn't get no allowance. Speeding down the wrong path, found my lane, then I rerouted. Hottest in my city, I had every right the label scouting. I got rich and left the hood, still don't leave the crib without it. Swear it ain't no better feeling. Been thumbing through these thousands, so much money can't keep track. I think I might need an accountant. I've been running up that check, some blue hunters just keep piling. Came a long way from depression, all these riches keep me smiling. Know my grandma still with me when it get cold, I feel spirit. Talking to my little sister, phone calls. Through security, walking toward them shackles. See my mama, her eyes tearing. Trying to work towards these blessings, but the devil keep interfering. Everybody go through something, it's all about perseverance. They was counting me out, I put passion in every lyric. Fuck a stack up and even spend some racks on my appearance. Yeah, I know that they hate, I'm the man, they trying to hear it. Couldn't leave my brother in them trenches, told him come and stay with me. We gon' live like kings for all them nights, ain't had no place to sleep. Niggas watched us starve and never offered us a plate to eat. Took off, now they mad, but I know that they won't wait for me. Last year I took a trip to every place that I couldn't wait to see. Gurney, I'm locked up again, sat in that station faithfully. Now I'm the golden child, I used to think my mama hated me. Ain't budging about no problems, what a nigga gon' come take from me. I heard you a robber on that concrete, you gon' lay deceased. This 40 waving like a blow dry, gon' hit his face with heat. With this shit for life, forever gang until I'm 83. Real niggas dying, it seem like heaven is the place to be. Know my grandma still with me when it get cold, I feel spirit. Talking to my little sister, phone calls. Through security, walking toward them shackles. See my mama, her eyes tearing. Trying to work towards these blessings, but the devil keep interfering. Everybody go through something, it's all about perseverance. They was counting me out, I put passion in every lyric. Fuck a stack up and even spend some racks on my appearance. Yeah, I know that they hate, I'm the man, they trying to hear it.
Hello, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight, and thank you so much for listening. We're going to recap real quick. So, go ahead and check out earcandyradio.com. You'll see all our blogs. Check out all the news and blogs are on the main page of the website. You'll get to click on each blog and read. There's different stuff, it's a variety of things. A little bit for everybody to see and read. So go ahead and check on our website, entertainyourradio.com. Figure out how to contact us. If you want to become a sponsor and get your business and or music on the radio, we do commercials, we make flyers, we do business cards. Like, we do it all. That's why I say it's more than just being a radio host and getting on the radio and talking about a topic. We definitely have major things behind the scenes, and we do offer a lot of different packages and sponsorships for people when you do come aboard and join the team. So if you need a business advertise or you want your music played on our station and on my show as well as other shows, you can contact us and figure out how to go about that. We're watching. We did speak tonight about Oprah. Basically, black men in the industry feeling as though she's only solely attacking black men. Nobody ever said whatever these men were accused of was right. Nobody ever said justify the doings to anybody. Nobody, you know, supported it in any type of way. They just question her position in the community and as a person, just in general, how can you go and attack one person. One race and not go for the other. Like, you're making sure the issue with black men are sexual assault and sexual allegations. So, and you're putting it in big life versus when you can talk about the information, you should be under arrest at this point. There's a lot of different allegations towards Oprah. I'm going to speak to her because I don't get exclusive just off. But one thing I didn't mention in the show that I wonder is
Christmas time, as far as holiday, how you her mentally and physically, is that why she has some type of hatred towards Black men? I don't know what hatred, but I'm just going to say, maybe some of the things she away against them. Like, I don't really like you, but at the end of the day,
you remind me of something that did something back.
I don't like you for what they've done to you.
Somebody from the outside
in because I've seen people that I really, really love go through it at a young age. And I always, in my head, that's something I ain't dealing with. Period. I'm not going for it. You put your hand on me one time, it's nothing you can do. You know what I'm saying? I don't witness it. So that's the angle I'm coming from. But you have all the other angles. You have the actual abuser. You have the person getting abused. You have the family. You have the kids. It's so many different angles. So we're just gonna explore, you know, the different angles, and we're gonna be talking about that on Thursday. So I hope y'all tune in. And we might get that to y'all. We might. I want to get back to you, because, I mean, you've been telling me back to you lately. I'm like, I won't live up to that shit. Y'all just know, come on, Betsy, I could talk.
Oh, you
can
remember it. You would say, well,
I really could be messy. But I don't see, and then for somebody to say, or Betsy, like, it could be. You will come out of your bar and be like,
I just want a quickie. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can't get with that, mommy, come sit with me.